And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. One of Wisconsin's oldest residents, and almost certainly the oldest resident of Superior born in that city, has passed on. Isabel Tucson died last Tuesday at 108 years old, or as the website gerontology.fandom.com counts it, 108 years and 246 days. During that time, she witnessed countless changes in the city and country, from Thursday night crowds on Tower Avenue to the hard-won opportunities for women that she lived through firsthand in her three careers over five decades. Called the Miracle Mom by her son Barry Tucson, she spoke with characteristic candor about those experiences in an extensive conversation I had with her in celebration of her 102nd birthday in November 2019. Here are excerpts from that conversation. Tell me about growing up in Superior.
It was a nice, safe place to grow up in. We had a lot of stores on Tower Avenue, and you could hardly walk Tower Avenue on Thursday nights. It was so crowded. Every block had a restaurant. You could get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, anything you wanted. We had a lot of dress shops. We had a lot of men's stores.
It's a little bit different than it is now.
Very different.
Was this during Prohibition?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you guys deliver for the moonshiners?
Not me.
No. Who did?
No, that was my cousin and her dad. My dad never did anything like that. He looked down on that. Boy, he thought it was terrible.
So going to high school.
In high school, what was interesting, Jewish kids could not join no sororities or fraternities. They never allowed us in there.
For college or for high school?
High school.
So there were sororities and fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but not for you.
I could join the clubs like the swimming clubs or the school clubs, but I couldn't go into the school sororities or anything because Jewish kids weren't allowed. And that was in public school.
Is that where you knew Richard Bong?
Richard Bong was in the study hall with me. But I never was in a class with him. And he was very, very quiet. So quiet you wouldn't know he was there. And we talked because I always talked. But he was real quiet. Nice guy, though.
And Blatnik, now that was a bit later? Or?
Oh, Blatnik was my father-in-law is the one that talked him to go into politics. Because he was a school teacher, and my father-in-law said he would make a good legislator. And then he offered my husband a job in Washington when he became one, but my father-in-law wouldn't allow my husband to take any jobs like that. He always said, you could help people out, but that doesn't mean they have to pay you for it.
So your husband was from the range, I think you said from Chisholm, correct?
My husband was from Chisholm, Minnesota.
After high school, you went to college where?
I went to Marquette University in Milwaukee. When I got through, my dad said my education wasn't complete, so then I went to business school.
But first you went, it was dental hygiene, correct?
For dental hygiene.
But the other problem, as I understand, was there weren't a whole bunch of people clamoring to hire you as a dental hygienist.
You know, most of your dentists were afraid at that time to hire a dental hygienist. They were afraid you're going to take their business away from them. It was terrible. I couldn't get a job in Duluth or Superior, but I got a job in Ashland from a far-seeing dentist who was ahead of his time. I started that, and then I got called to Washington, D.C., because I had taken the test for Washington, D.C. at that time, because my girlfriend was nervous to take it alone. I got called. She never did get called. And so that sounded more fun than being a dental hygienist in a small town. So I quit and went to Washington, D.C., and took a job as a stenographer.
For the federal government?
Yes, for the federal government. I transferred to Detroit, and I didn't particularly care for it, so I left that and went to Chicago and got an office job there until that fellow said if I wanted advanced, but I had to go away with him for a week, and I told him where to go. So I went home.
That happened back then?
Oh, yeah. And you had nobody to run to. So I just packed my bag and went home.
So you came back home. And then you worked at Oric.
Oric's was a beautiful department store in Duluth. I was there 1 week, and they called me in the office and said they wanted to train me for a supervisor. They said I was a natural. So then I met my husband, and 6 weeks later, we got married. So then I went to Chisholm.
How long were you in Chisholm?
We were there till Barry was 2 years old. And then we moved to Superior because my dad talked my husband into working for him. He had a grocery store on the main street.
So what were some of the high points after you came back to Superior?
There wasn't many high points. No, my husband died young, so. And then I got a job at the college. I'd set up extension programs. People could pick up a credit with maybe 4 weekends.
I know people ask you all the time, I'm sure, to what do you attribute your health and your well-being?
Keeping busy. To me, I think that's the biggest secret of everything is keeping busy and get kind of nosy, know what's going on in the world. And as long as you keep your mind going, you're all right.
That was my conversation with Isabel Tucson, recorded in celebration of her 102nd birthday in 2019. Almost certainly the oldest resident of Superior born in the city, she died last Tuesday at 108. And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.